The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Following the controversial resignation of Sue Gray, a Cork man, Morgan McSweeney, has been appointed as UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer's Chief of Staff. McSweeney is considered to be one of Starmer's top aides and was credited with helping win Labour's landslide general election victory earlier this year. Enda Brady is TV presenter at TRT World, and he joins me now. Enda, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Good to speak to you again.
Now, first of all, tell us about the demise of Sue Gray. What happened? What went wrong for her?
It's gone wrong very, very quickly. So less than 100 days in office and she's out. So there's been a big power struggle behind the scenes in Downing Street between two camps. Basically, Morgan McSweeney and all of his kind of political strategists. And if you believe all the gossip around Westminster, that power struggle was against Sue Gray, who came from the civil service. She was the UK's top civil servant. Starmer brought her in about 18 months ago to the Labour Party to prepare for government because he wanted someone who understood the civil service and the challenges that a new Labour government would face. And it's clear that two big beasts in one room, one would have to go. And McSweeney has won that battle. He will now be Keir Starmer's chief of staff.
Yeah, now, there was a leak about her salary, that she actually was earning more than the Prime Minister himself, and that was presumably to embarrass her. Are they suggesting that Morgan McSweeney or his colleagues were at the heart of that leak?
Well, someone certainly leaked that information from Downing Street. We don't know who, but I think two things on this, really. As embarrassing as it was for people to find out that the Prime Minister was not the biggest earner at number 10 Downing Street, that Sue Gray was. She was earning approximately €5,000 a year more than Starmer. I think what was more embarrassing was the fact that the information found its way to the BBC and journalists in the first place. So that was very damaging in itself, made the papers, huge discussion, and it was yet another negative headline. I mean, Starmer has been dogged with stories about going to see Taylor Swift and getting tickets for England matches and what have you, and clothing donations from Lord Ali. All very, very awkward stuff. And it was just this drip, drip, drip. And then it became out that Sue Gray was actually being paid more than the man she was working to advise.
Yeah, and all of that stuff about the donations and the freebies that were bestowed upon various Labour Party leading figures, you know, they were the people accusing the Tories of sleaze. Are they going to get over this, or is it going to haunt them right throughout the next 5 years?
Well, look, I think it needs to be dealt with very, very quickly and swiftly and ruthlessly. And from everything we've seen of Morgan McSweeney, he is now in charge and he will deal with it as such. But they do need to start having some policy announcements. I mean, people want change. That was what Labour came in for. The whole slogan was time for change, and people haven't seen very much of it so far. There's been one crisis after another. I think the average working Brit here looking ahead to the budget at the end of this month will be wondering just what's going on. So they need some policy announcements. They need some positivity. And I think in terms of Sue Gray, that's absolutely the end of her political career. She's now being demoted. She will go off to work with the devolved governments and the regions in this new makey-uppy job that they've given her. And I'm assuming she will be taking a massive salary cut as well.
Now, tell me about Morgan McSweeney and his ascent to power in the Labour Party.
So he's originally from Macroom in County Cork. His wife is one of the new intake of Labour MPs, Imogen Walker. She has a constituency in Scotland. Very well-educated fella, very, very driven. He has previously worked for a left-leaning think tank in and around London. And then he was brought into the Labour Party and he quickly worked his way up the ranks. And he was given the job of getting Labour back into power after 14 years in the political wilderness. And he got in, he saw what needed to be done. He oversaw the transition away from Jeremy Corbyn's Labour Party, which was completely unelectable, and resulted in Boris Johnson actually winning an election here. So I think McSweeney has done an extremely good job. He's super smart. He looks the part. And he is now a major, major power broker, even more so than 24 hours ago in the UK government.
So what is the job of chief of staff? I mean, we saw Dominic Cummings and he was up to everything. So what's the job description?
Well, when it's done well, it's meant to be being the Prime Minister's eyes and ears, chief advisor, in charge of all of the staff at Downing Street and making sure that the number 10 operation from communications to delivery works like clockwork. And it's clear that there's been a lot of miscommunication in the past 100 days out of Starmer in office. So I think McSweeney will want to really get behind the desk early. And just on that point, there was even a story I heard the other day that Sue Gray had moved his desk further away from Starmer's office to make a point. So I think he'll be moving the desk into the room this morning once he's in Downing Street. But in short, it's to be the Prime Minister's eyes and ears and to make sure that he doesn't make any more missteps, because Starmer needs to get a handle on things, or as we've seen, they unravel very quickly.
Now, it's interesting that he obviously is of the left wing, but not so far left that he couldn't help unite the two wings of the party and bring about that, help bring about that general election victory. But his family are Fine Gael to the eye teeth.
Yes, they are. Yes, strong history in County Cork. That's where his politics was. That's where he grew up and his family. And yeah, and very, very proud roots in Macroom. But over here, he is absolutely a Labour man. And you have to take your hat off to what he has achieved, because not that long ago, the Labour Party under Jeremy Corbyn, I actually saw Corbyn on Saturday. I interviewed him in London, you know, completely unelectable. The British public were not going to put a Labour Party and Jeremy Corbyn into number 10 Downing Street. McSweeney got in and he realised what needed to be done. And he has absolutely changed the Labour Party. I mean, he has done an incredible job.
Yeah. Interesting. Maybe you don't know this, but his cousin, a woman called Claire Mungovan, is an advisor to Taoiseach Simon Harris. She's a solicitor. So there we go. We've got a very political family there. One advising the Irish Prime Minister, the other advising the British Prime Minister. That must be a first.
I think so. And you know what? Just let's be frank here, Pat. I think what's needed is a period where Dublin and London get along, because for far too long, the London administration basically just ignored Ireland, and the whole conversation, we were viewed with suspicion, and the European Union as well. So I think it bodes well for Anglo-Irish relations that there is that link.
Finally, and we may talk about this anon, but Boris Johnson's memoir, Unleashed, have you bought your copy yet?
I'll wait for it to turn up in the 99p section under children's literature or fantasy fiction or something. Look, if I want to know what Boris Johnson's thinking, I have to walk about 2 miles down the road at my house in Oxfordshire. Look, he's let's just put, as the late Queen Elizabeth said, recollections may vary. I think that's the best description you could put on any book that he has come out with. But look, the one funny line I heard the other day, Harry's book was called Spare. Johnson should have called his hair.
Very good. And thank you very much for joining us. And the T-shirt.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.